Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hi, it's Maisie Williams here.
We have a Stark on the line. This is great news. Wow. Hey, good morning, Maisie.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you so much for giving us a call so early on a Friday morning. Who asked you to give
us a
call?
That's absolutely fine. My friend Archie Wells, he contacted me last night and said, look, if you're up tomorrow, why don't you call in? So I thought, why not?
Archie, you're a top man. Thank you very much for getting the brilliant Maisie to give us a call. We're on the show, Maisie. We are massive fans of yours in Game of Thrones.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to hear it. I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
It's one of the best TV shows ever. Do you know what? I was partly hoping that the Hound might stick around for a bit longer so that you and him could have your own spin-off show.
I know. Lots of people were predicting that, and I'm kind of rooting for it too. So fingers crossed something like that might come about in the future.
Maisie, do you find that everywhere you go, all of your friends and their friends' friends just ask you non-stop questions about Game of Thrones? They want to know what's going to happen next. Is Jon Snow alive?
All the time, people are constantly asking me, and the answer is no. I'm very sorry.
And are you getting ready to start filming again?
I'm in the middle of shooting at the moment.
I follow Maisie on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
And some of the pictures that you've been putting up, there's like been these pictures of you, what looks like after wearing contacts and that kind of thing, with what happened at the end of season 5. It's all quite exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the new season, my character is blind, which means that I've been wearing these contact lenses, which at the beginning was a good laugh, and I thought it was kind of fun to have something weird on set. But now my eyes are so in so much pain. It's it's not the best, but hey-ho, it's a great job, so I'm not complaining.
Tell me, do you get a guide dog or anything, or is it just you fumbling your way through the next series, bumping into stuff?
Hopefully, it'd be great if Nymeria came back and then she could be her blind dog.
So do you know much about any of the other storylines, or are you all kept in the dark about what's going on?
No, I'm aware of the other storylines. We get given the full script at the beginning of the season, and then we can read ahead and see what other people are up to, but it's never quite the same as when you watch it on TV. So although I can see what other people are doing, it's nice to watch their storylines too and get the full effect.
So Maisie, right now, you know about Jon Snow.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is not dead. He's not dead. I don't believe you. You're a liar, Maisie. You're an awful liar.
I'm not a liar. I'm very sorry. I would know of all people, after all. I'm the one who has the script here.
And tell me, when you got the script, did you flick through and were scamming through to see what happens to John, or was there another character or even yourself? What was the first thing you were reading ahead trying to find out about the new series of Game of Thrones?
I flicked through myself first. I go from episode 1 to however many episodes I'm in, and I flick through and see what's up. The suspense is too much. I can't just read like a normal person. I have to see what I'm up to first and be all selfish.
And tell me this. There must be, because obviously if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, it's a TV show that goes out of its way to really make it hard for you to enjoy. Your favourite characters get killed off at the end of the first season. I cried when your dad lost his hair. I was so upset. I loved his character. Are there moments when you get that script, though, where you do gasp or go, oh, you're kidding, we're not really going to do this, are they? Are they really doing this?
Definitely. I think, you know, you're in denial about it for a long time when you read a big death about a character, but I also can't help but think, God, this is such a great storyline, and people are going to hate this so much. But and people always say, I'm never going to watch the show. They always kill my favourite character, but it kind of keeps them coming back. And although it is heartbreaking to read, I can't help but smile a bit and think people are going to go crazy about it.
What's your favourite character, other than your own? Who's your favourite in it?
My favourite character? I liked Ygritte, and then she died.
It's quite a common theme, that. A lot of people die. A lot of people die. In fact, on Sky, when they do the little programme description, it should just say Game of Thrones. A lot of people die.
Should be their little intro.
It should. Where do you keep the script? If you've got the script, you can't keep that lying around in case anyone sees it, and then everything gets leaked online now. So how do you hang on to it or keep it secret?
Exactly. I try to keep them all online. I don't print them off because I have a track record of leaving things on trains. So I try to keep them all online, and they've all got passwords on and stuff. So, yeah.
You know what your password is? Jon Snow is alive. Maisie, tap the phone twice if Jon Snow is alive.
I ain't doing nothing.
I almost broke you. And you're going to be if one classic TV show is enough, you're going to be in Doctor Who? Is that right? Is it this month, your one?
Yeah, I am. Episode 5. You can look out for me then. Well, look out for the whole series. It's fantastic. But, yeah, I'll be in that too.
Fantastic. And are you supporting a charity, Maisie?
I am. I'm supporting the Wilbury Wonder Pony charity, which is my friend Hannah Francis, who has been recently diagnosed with cancer, which is a very, very heartbreaking story. But she's doing really, really well. Everyone will be pleased to know. But, yeah, that's to support her. You can find her on Twitter, Facebook. If you go on my Twitter, Maisie_Williams, you'll find a lot of information about it there. And how you can support and her story and whatnot. She's a brilliant, brilliant girl, and she really deserves the best. And yeah, good for her.
All right, we'll have a look on your Twitter feed and do some retweeting and find out some more about that. Good on you, Maisie. And now, Maisie, as we're doing this, every celebrity that comes on, they've been left a question from the last caller. So at the end of yesterday's show, Dynamo gave us a call. And his question, which is now for you, Maisie, is which magician walked through the Great Wall of China?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't all of them do that once?
The man with no face did it.
I don't know. Houdini? I'll just say Houdini.
It was David Copperfield, I believe.
Oh,
way
sorry,
before
Dynamo.
This, amazing. I'm guessing this was way before your time, OK?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We need a question from you to whoever calls next, Maisie. You can... any random question.
My question is an easy question, and everyone will have the answer, which is, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? And if it's really, really early, then ask them, what did they eat for dinner last night?
OK. And have you eaten yet this morning, Maisie?
No, I haven't, but I have to. I'm about to go to the gym, so I need to eat something. Okay. Eat some toast.
Well, listen, Maisie, thank you very much to Archie for getting you to give us a call. It's been so nice talking to you. We're generally massive fans of the show and what you do on it. And I can't wait to see you and Jon Snow back in action in the new series.
Thank you very much. I'm
all right,
sure
Maisie,
you'll be a
thank
bit
you very much. No,
bye.
I won't. He's alive, I'm telling you, Maisie. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you very much.
Bye.